Blog Talk Radio.
Hello to my beautiful and beloved life family. I'm your host, Vanessa, and welcome to Mystery, Miracles, and Mysticism. Yes, I haven't been with you for a couple of weeks because I wasn't really able to speak, so I am back with you, alive and well and full of beans and everything. So I kind of titled the show this evening, More Delicious Updates from Spiritual Journeys with Almeen. For anyone who is new to Almeen's teachings or new to this show, I would just like to let you know that this show is dedicated to the sacred teachings of Almeen. She is world-leading mystic and seer of her time, an absolutely incredible being to whom which I've been privileged to go to many retreats with and be in her classes. So, on the course of these events, many sacred shifts, actually massive shifts happened within my own being to create a massive change in my perception and in my reality. So lots of shifts, and I really just, I'm kind of excited about this show because there's been a lot of changes happening in the cosmos, and I just want to give you a brief, well, maybe an update on what's been happening. And so I would like to just maybe play a beautiful piece from Almeen, because I am going to speak about the star brothers and sisters. And there's no in between. I have to get out of this habit of doing the star brothers and sisters. I received the beautiful, long-awaited book from Almeen called The Book of Star Transmissions. It is a beautiful, beautiful gem to have in your home. I am so excited about this book at the moment, and I will tell you more about this. But before I do, I'm going to play a beautiful musical piece from Almeen called Pir Ignet, Calling of Thunder. And these beautiful songs are from The Hidden Planets, from Almeen. And they're also a balanced, so many things I have to tell you. There's fragrance alchemy as well, yes. This is alchemical sound. And this is balancing of black and white light frequency, which also help cancel out illusion and also distorted frequencies. So without further ado, I'm going to play Pir Ignet, Calling of Thunder. And enjoy it. It's really diverse, so enjoy it along with. Thank you. And welcome back to the show if you've just joined us. This is Mystery, Miracles, and Mysticism, and I'm your host, Vanessa. I'm hoping we have Joanne with us. Joanne, is that you there? I'm just going to see.
Hi, Vanessa.
Hi, I don't know if you could hear me there. So that was a beautiful piece that I played from the Hidden Planet called The Calling of Thunder. I was hoping to have more uploads of this. I have another piece, but I didn't manage to get a third one, and it's really beautiful, but I'll leave it for the moment to relate later on. So I don't know if you've seen what I decided to make a show about and stuff like that.
Say that again, Vanessa, sorry.
I'm not sure if you saw what I decided to make a show about. A mixed bag. I don't know if you want to start, or will I start, or what do you want to do?
Yeah, I'll go ahead.
Okay. Because I'm really excited about what I received during the week, so I feel very, oh my God, I'm excited about beautiful star transmissions. And I'm very into star beings right now because I received this beautiful book that Almeen has spoken about bringing out, which is a set of seven books that she's bringing out. And they're beautiful alchemy to have in your home because they you know, this particular one prevents etheric interference. So it's an absolute gem. Needless to say, the exquisite artwork that Almeen has received in this book and all of the star elixirs. So you have each star elixir and star transmission that comes with it. So you have this beautiful sacred painting. And then you have the star transmission in English that has been received from Almeen, from the star brothers and sisters, and the Arcturians, to be precise. And they're, you know, they work with the infinite, and they're beneficial to all of life, as far as I'm aware. So some of the pieces are so moving, and I just find, since I received this exquisite gift that I've decided to give myself, really, and that are beautiful to give to anyone you choose to be honest, because the first book she has brought out is called The Book of Spells, that cancels out black magic in your environment. And the second one is The Book of Runes. And then this is the third one, the star transmissions, and like all of them, you don't even have to read these books. They actually work without reading them. So they create a sacred alchemy in your home, which is really profound. So I've got the third piece now, and they're building on each other, you know, building like on top of each other. So I would really love to read one, and we can obviously talk about maybe other things that have happened around the world, maybe our updates on spiritual journeys, what we've seen and observed and stuff, and our reality.
Okay.
So,
Do you want to go ahead and talk a little bit about the, you know, you mentioned about the runes book that you wanted to kind of recite some of the transmissions. Do you want to go ahead with that?
Oh, you mean the star transmissions?
Yeah,
I did mention the runes as well. I want to share my experience with the rune cards I had last night.
Oh, runes.
So I read about the star transmissions, first of all, and see what happens there. So I picked up one, and I may read my own one just to be cheeky. But this is one that I thought was so beautiful, I had to read it. And it's number 16, and it's called Nisfetiknat, and it's male. And he says, and you have a beautiful art piece, and you can feel these pieces, you know, before they actually, what I find is that I'm feeling what they're saying to me, before I actually read what they are, it's just really beautiful. So, okay, he says, I am he they call Nisfetiknat. I live in simplicity. I live alone. But I am never alone, for I am one with all creatures. I manage water resources. Sorry, I repeat that. I manage water sources. I direct streams through the reddish sands of Arcturus. For you, it is a burning sun, but in higher frequencies, it is a planet and our home upon which we live. I love to walk amongst the red rocks and sand of our planet and work with the flow of waters. It is flowing like a living poem. We do not need it to survive the same way you do. It is a delight, for it is scarce upon our planet. Never have we ever seen a planet with as much water as the Earth. In your solar system, there are two other water planets, but none as beautiful as the Earth. Oh, that's so beautiful, isn't it?
Beautiful.
It's beautiful. It's just, oh my gosh, they're so moving. I mean, and they do something to you, you know. They actually, I hope it's okay if I read my one. I really thought to share. I mean, we can read as many as we want if we want to. Because Almin was doing the star elixirs, and maybe she's going to start doing more, who knows. But the star beings are actually the root race of man. No, that's not right. That's not right, is it? The star beings are the...
No.
That's not right. It's humanity is the root race.
Humanity is the root race of all other races.
Yes, of the star beings. Yes. Cancel us. That's really interesting, isn't it? Anyway, yes, I got that wrong. Pardon?
Go ahead.
I thought you said something.
No.
Yeah, so, okay. So anyway, Almin was receiving these beautiful star elixirs of light, and they helped to cancel out illusion in your environment. And what happened was those who felt the pull to actually buy a star elixir of life, you were actually paired up with a star being, which were at that time they were Arcturians communicating with Almin. So whoever bought a beautiful art piece was Almin was able to connect with the essence of each being and see which one matched each person, and you were actually able to communicate or receive a communication like a pen pal, which is really cool. So okay. So I'm going to read this one, and it's number 66. His name is Ustar. I am a he who is known as Ustar, and my heart is moved by your presence in my life. I create art in order to say what cannot possibly be verbalized. You also create art as a form of subtle transmission. Your heart is pure and good to others. I am appreciative that you have been chosen for me and I to communicate with you. It was seen that you are an empath and partially a telepath. I study the emanations of telepathy and empathy. Our people are connected one to each other that way, and we wish never to lose that connection. It was felt that it would be strengthened by understanding how this transmission from one to the other occurs. The answer was found in the cells of human beings, for they sing one to the other, creating the song of self. We too have a similar song. So is the empathic communication between us. Sorry?
I'm listening.
I actually heard somebody else speaking in the background there.
Yeah, when I was trying to get into the show earlier, I could hear people talking as well. I found it difficult to get onto the actual. Yeah.
That's really interesting, isn't it?
Mm.
So as I was trying to get details, I was actually, that's interesting that people, okay. So anyway, that's two of the star elixirs. I just want to say that that's how profound that the actual, you know, some of them are talking about going into like scientific, you know, they're traveling on their spaceships. They're telling us about their spaceships and what they do. Some of them are going into wormholes. It's just really beautiful. They're just beautiful beings, you know. I can read more as well if you want, but it's just a lovely gift to have in your home. The artwork is incredible. I'm reading them in sequence because I'm feeling that it is alchemy anyway, but I feel that it's actually doing something. It's shifting me at the same time.
Yeah.
I'm observing subtle vibrations in my body, you know, that are actually, the cells are actually vibrating. That's what I'm observing. But I'm also seeing more in the artwork. Like, I'm seeing more faces in the artwork and stuff like that because I've always been fascinated to actually know what they look like, you know, these beautiful star brothers and sisters. So it's really interesting when you start to maybe shift your perspective on a different way. In a different way, it actually changes, you know. So the other thing that I would like to mention as well, Joanne, is that the updates that have been happening on Spiritual Journeys. If anyone is interested in ordering this beautiful book, the Book of Star Transmissions, you could go to www.spiritualjourneys.com. You can order it there or you can order it from Amazon. And I have to say, I did get this book very, 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 very quickly. I ordered it, and first of all, I was told, oh, you're going to be waiting 4 to 6 weeks, which I kind of wasn't surprised. I was like, okay, fair enough. But then I got an email to say, oh, we're just letting you know it's been shipped really quickly. You're going to have it much sooner than you thought. And I think within a week I got it, and I was so surprised and delighted at the same time. And I really felt it was meant to be in my hands. And I also noticed as I was rubbing my hands across the pages and really feeling what the artwork is saying, that I'm observing as I'm working with more people that my telepathy has actually increased, you know. And that's really interesting. So it's probably enhanced some of the gifts that I already have, you know, and I think that's amazing.
Yes.
You know, to actually have it in your hands, to notice that shift nearly instantaneously, you know.
Yeah, I noticed that anytime I haven't got the Star Transmission book yet. I have the other two, the Book of Runes and the Book of Spells. And as both of them came in, I definitely felt a shift, like I felt happy. I mean, it was just inexplicable. I just had this feeling of like excitement and happiness when I got both of them. And I mean, that's died down now, whatever, but that feeling has kind of become more subdued now. But I have them beside my bed, just on top of each other, and I'm trusting that they're helping to kind of remove programs or whatever. You know, regardless of whether I open them or not, you know.
They're priceless. I mean, do you mind if I read another one here, because I just think it's amazing. I mean, the artwork is actually calling me, so I'd love to read it if you don't mind. Is that okay? This one is called Trani Mani, and she's female. The artwork, if you could see the artwork that I'm seeing, it's just exquisite. It's like I'm looking into 1,000 galaxies or, you know, star systems, and it's just really beautiful. Okay, Trani Mani can be what you call me. I am she who works with the unborn and assists them into the birthing process. We have many, many eons ago eliminated the need for genitals the way you use them to copulate for procreation. Look in the image and you shall see the habitat of the unborn in this egg of substance. Oh my God, I believe that's what I'm actually looking at. That's what the artwork is. And I felt like I was looking into, oh my God, it's actually amazing. Look in the image and you shall see the habitat of the unborn in this egg of substance, much like the fluid in the womb of your baby. Two of our faces look back at you. Oh. Now you can see what our unborn looks like. It would be the equivalent of your baby's. See the two faces of the egg of life-giving fluid, each bonded with the parent, especially the mother stays in the empathic, telepathic link with the unborn of the children that came from herself. It is not like cloning, for it requires the contribution of two different beings, one male and one female. I watch over these unborn as they grow to the maturity of birthing in their eggs. Where they languish in comfort, supported by the heart and thoughts of their mother and their father, a holy calling is this, special, you might say. Oh my gosh. So profound.
Yeah.
I mean, because when I'm looking at it, I was just very aware of this luminosity, you know, in the painting.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm really feeling it. I'm feeling I'm to read this painting, you know.
Mm.
Oh, God. So incredible. They're just, I just love them, you know. I really, really love
yeah.
them. I just, they're such a joy. And every one of them, I mean, I haven't read every single one of them. I think I'm on number 60. And I think that means there's 144 in this book, but as far as I'm aware, there is 145 made. There could have been more, I'm not sure, but there's 144 star transmissions in this particular book. But just after reading I'm up to like number 60, and I just want to keep continuing in the sequence. I don't want to mix it up. I'm just going to keep continuing in it, and it's just every single one of them are so exquisite. I have no words to say how exquisite they are. They're just beautiful, and you feel shifted from reading them.
Yeah.
There's beautiful. There's a beautiful ceremony you can do in this book. There's also one, you know, power wheel to heal the duality of the spine. And there's also a wheel to cancel out hypnosis, which is interesting. Many things from the earth as well. There's the history of the earth. It's so beautiful. I just love it. That's the cross lift. Yeah, you can tell I'm in my element here. I'm going to read this because it's really beautiful. The concept of deep contentment. Learn now to understand how the inner child speaks between the words. Feel the meaning you seek. Like a feeling of warmth that spreads through your veins, golden contentment can be yours again. From a contrived reality, you can be free. The contented inner child holds the key. It's really beautiful.
Mm.
So Almina has been posting her poetry on spiritual journeys as well. And, she was saying that it's a type of alchemy, I think, that she's creating with her poetry.
Mm.
And that we are to see behind the actual, what she's actually saying. She's saying the albatross, for instance, sees with an eternal perspective. He seems to see beyond the next horizon. The hope of the future is restored. When one looks at the large picture, to see even a short while through the eyes of the one with the eternal perspective, completely changing one's value system. So she goes on a bit more about her poetry and really what it's doing and what it's helping people to see beyond the actual words, really, and to go into it deeper and maybe look up the dream symbols and gain her own insights from what she's actually expressing. The other thing is, she mentioned, and I was trying to get this so we could play the audio, but she did mention about the gift of the journey of light and spiritual maturity and education conspiracy, which I thought was quite interesting because it was coming up in our environment, you know?
Yeah.
And I know we've discussed this as well on many occasions. But she actually put a holiday message up on Spiritual Journeys, and it's an audio. I can't download it at the moment. I would love to share it with you guys, but I can share it here. So you could go to Spiritual Journeys and click on the diary, and you will find it there. And it's called The Gift of the Journey of Light. And in the holiday message, she discusses the education conspiracy and cities, specifically the work of John Taylor Gatto. And she details educational systems' Darwinian dual purpose of creating obedient, consumerist workers and grooming the next generation of elite caretakers. This keeps the masses in a state of childishness, something we seek to overcome through our spiritual work, and I have observed a lot of that working with humanity. I have to say, I have definitely observed a lot of it, and you know, I never realized to what extent until, you know, for someone, you know what I mean? But I've worked on my own, but worked people coming to me, you know, on their own, and it's different. But when you're actually working with other people, I really saw the childishness, you know? It's really interesting, you know?
Yeah. I know as well.
You know, that should be maybe expressing in a more mature way. And I don't mean you can't play or you can't express your inner child, or it's not that. It's just the level of awareness, I suppose. That's what it felt like. It was like they didn't grow up or something. You know what I mean?
I'm very aware of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen that in my environment as well. I remember that about a year ago. I had that experience of being at a concert. One of my students was performing in a concert. And I went along. It was actually kind of this time of year. I think it might have been, maybe not this year, but the year before. And I'm sitting in this auditorium and kind of watching, you know, just observing everything that was going on, all the little students playing their instruments and singing their songs and so on. And I suddenly became aware that the parents who were, you know, allegedly kind of the same age as me and whatever were, that I was looking at children.
Yeah.
It wasn't like anything that anybody particularly said. It was just a very strong sense that I had. It was like these children are in these bodies that look like adult bodies, but they're really just children. They're children with children.
Yeah. It's really interesting. This is when you're connecting with somebody and they're, you know, in your perception they're an adult, and yet when you connect with them they're like children, you know?
Yeah.
It's just so interesting. It's like, oh my God.
The insights around arrogance that Amin posted, or that was posted for Amin.
Yeah.
What? Hello?
I'm here.
Yeah, will I read
Can
about
you hear me?
The insights? What?
Yeah. Yes.
Can
yes,
you hear
I
me?
Said yes.
Okay.
I can hear you perfectly. I asked this the first time too.
I didn't hear anything. It was like I couldn't hear you speaking at all. I didn't notice this until today. I was just checking in on the diary there, and I noticed that there's another. Amin's diary is a great resource for anybody who's new to her work. She puts a lot of posts up, or a lot of posts to put up on her behalf about things that are kind of upcoming and whatever. And somebody on one of the forums on ascension.net wrote her a post, which she actually saw. And anyway, the recent post on ascension.net mentions arrogance as discussed on the Sleeping Prophet video by the seer Al-Neen, which you can also find on YouTube. Or a section of it. And the question was, in its short form, I've been guided to ask you about creating fragrance alchemy oil specifically designed to target and clear arrogance from our emotional field. And Amin answers key insights regarding arrogance and insights on creating the alchemical oils below. So she says, number one, one should never use negatives such as no and not when saying an affirmation, because these words do not actually exist.
Okay, I don't know what happened there. I'm actually going to play some music, and hopefully we'll have Joanne back. So I'm going to play this beautiful one called Gran Ugalva, The Gathering of the Star Seeds, and hopefully Joanne will be back on call with us. Enjoy this beautiful one.
Thank you.
Okay, so welcome back to Mystery Miracles and Mysticism. I'm your host, Vanessa, and we're still trying to get Joanne back. So I'm going to continue on with the show. The show must go on. So that was called Per It Net, Calling of Thunder. And that was from The Hidden Planets. And that was beautiful alchemical sound, which is a mix of black and white light frequency from The Hidden Planets that Almeen has received. And it's in an album called Labyrinth of the Moon. It is really cool. I love it. I love the diversity of it. Very beautiful. I find sometimes if you haven't listened to Almeen's music for a bit and then you go back and you listen to it again, you just hear it in like a new level of awareness. That's the only way I can explain it, because it just feels different, and it's like maybe you're hearing notes that you haven't heard before, or beautiful frequencies, and it's actually very, very healing because it's cancelling out illusion, which I love that it does do that. So hopefully Joanne will try and get back on with us, but if not, I will continue on, because Joanne asked insights regarding arrogance. She was actually going to read this to you, and she was mentioning that yes, Almeen is an amazing source of information. You know, there's everything on her Spiritual Journeys page. And if you go to www.spiritualjourneys.com and go to her diary, you will see the insights regarding arrogance. Now, there's a YouTube video of the first thing, Big Bang, which is before the fall in consciousness. And, you know, she's in a very expanded state of awareness, and she's been asked questions. I think it's by here, and it's absolutely profound. So it's well worth seeing. So the question was, I've been guided to ask you about creating a fragrance alchemy oil specifically designed to target and clear arrogance from our emotional fields. Almeen's answer is, see insights regarding arrogance and insights on creating the alchemical oils below. So, insights regarding arrogance. One should never use negatives such as no and not when saying an affirmation, because those words do not actually exist. They don't register on the cosmic subatomic fabric of existence because they have no life force. The same way that negative emotions such as arrogance do not actually have a life of their own. For example, an oil to remove suicidal tendencies does not tackle it directly, but removes the reason for it being there, which is a blocked thyroid meridian. That's my feeling. She doesn't say which is. I'm actually putting that so they're not. She's like a little full stop, that that's a blocked thyroid meridian. The principle of you strengthen what you oppose applies to negatives because it gives them a temporary life, when in fact they don't exist. Any negative emotion is but the scar tissue that forms in the absence of a positive emotion. The missing emotion is what needs to be strengthened. Then there is no longer a need for the negative emotion to exist and melt away. Toltec novels have spent thousands of years studying self-pity and self-importance, which is arrogance, and discovered that self-importance originates from self-pity. It is an effect, not an original cause. It is necessary for us to find what positive emotion is absent to cause self-pity. I can feel that it is not an obvious answer, or we would already have had it. Once we find it, emphasizing that positive emotion within ourselves dissolves arrogance in our environment. And then there's more insights on creating alchemical oils. And Almeen says, the marvel of the infinite guiding this journey directly and giving us the product in a most miraculous way is that they transcend and transfigure as the cosmos does. This means that they retain their power through the cosmic changes. To understand the power-infused city,